The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
As a way of expressing a theological position on soteriology or eternal salvation, what is provisionism? How is provisionism different, and how is it alike Calvinism and Arminianism? On the next two episodes, we're going to be talking about this, so I hope that you will stay tuned. This is Grace in Focus. It is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for joining us today. And if you want to know more about us, please go to our website, faithalone.org. There you will find all of our articles, and there are hundreds of them. They are free for you to read. We also have resources. Some are free and some have a cost. And we have a bi-monthly magazine that is also called Grace in Focus. And you can find our YouTube videos at the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. Once again, our website is faithalone.org. Now to begin our discussion on provisionism, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
Bob, you have a question that a reader sent in, or a listener,
and yeah.
So why don't you lay it on us?
Yeah, Cam sent it to ges@faithalone.org. She says, longtime listener, and came across a video discussing provisionism in comparison to Calvinism and Arminianism. It was presented like free grace, but I wanted to check before I researched deeply into it. Is provisionism the same as free grace? That's a great question. Now, I'd read about provisionism before, but it had been a while, so I looked it up again, and I found an article at gotquestions.org, and that led me to Leighton Flower's website where he, what's the name of that website? I can't remember what it's called.
Soteriology 101.
That's what it's called.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the website is soteriology101.com, and on this website, Leighton Flowers, who runs it, he gives his own tulip for provisionism.
It's called Provide, right?
Provide. And P-R-O-V-I-D-E. And what you see in it is it shares some characteristics with Calvinism, but it shares some characteristics with Arminianism.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that is asked here is it free grace? When you read about how it departs from Calvinism, you might get a little excited about it. You know, for example, the main things here are limited atonement and irresistible grace. Leighton Flowers and his Provide says that a person can believe. A person is able to believe. And so he breaks with the...
He believes in unlimited atonement and resistible grace.
Right.
And he believes in free will.
Right. We have free will. He shares that with Arminianism, that, the Calvinist says, you know, God picks who's going to believe and they have no choice. But this provide, this provisionism says they disagree with that, and that Christ died for everyone. And so that's encouraging. We could talk about the different, what each letter represents. The P, he says, and provide means that people sin, which separate all from fellowship with God, and then therefore God needed to do something about it. The R in provide is responsible. That is, everyone is able to respond to God's appeals for reconciliation.
Which is different than Calvinism,
but
consistent with Arminianism.
That's exactly right. This is where he sides with Arminianism. O is open door. The divine provision is offered impartially to all. So this would be breaking from Calvinism as well.
Calvinism does say, I think, that everlasting life is offered to all. It's just everybody's rejecting it because they're depraved.
Right.
And because of their view of total depravity, they can't respond.
Right.
So only the elect can respond. But they do say the death of Christ is sufficient for all, but efficient only for the elect.
Right.
Anyway, I think this is a little bit on the borderline here, but go ahead.
V is for vicarious atonement, that the sins of the whole world, God made the provision for the sins of the whole world in the death of Christ.
So that'd be unlimited atonement.
Unlimited atonement. Illuminating grace is the eye, the divine provision offered sufficiently to all and provides clearly revealed truth so that all can know and respond in faith. So obviously, this is against election. All can respond. All can believe. It is available to all.
And it rejects regeneration preceding faith.
Exactly. And then D in provide is destroyed. Destroyed for unbelief and resisting the Holy Spirit's drawing. So man is responsible to what the Holy Spirit draws them. And they will be destroyed. And he calls it the provision of justice, which I find interesting. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the lake of fire here, and he calls it justice. And
which we would agree with.
Exactly, that it's not God's anger at them for eternity. He doesn't go into any detail here, but I wonder if that's what he means. And then E, eternal security, the divine provision that is everlasting for all, now here's a little thing, true believers.
Right, and we're going to get into that more. We're probably going to spend at least one more show on this, because it's a kind of a complicated system, and the question that's being asked is a good one and deserves attention.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
Okay, you have some pages there from gotquestions.org. I've always kind of liked gotquestions.org, even though it's a Calvinist sort of ministry, you get a feel for it. So can you tell us what they say about provisionism?
Yeah, gotquestions.org deals with this provisionism. And it says, in broad terms, someone who holds to provisionism, as we mentioned, holds a generally Arminian view of free will and salvation. But they differ from Arminianism in that they teach eternal security. So they agree with the Calvinist that the true believer is eternally saved, can't lose it, and disagrees with the Arminian in that. But they agree with the Arminian that we have free will, whereas the Calvinist...
And we're capable of responding.
Exactly. Anybody can respond to the drawing of the Holy Spirit.
And by the way, as we're going to see next time, their view of eternal security is much like the Calvinist, that it's much like the perseverance of the saints.
Yes.
That the true believer does persevere.
Yes.
And so that is not Arminian. That is Calvinist.
Right.
And that is not free grace either.
Right. And that's where the confusion is. You read this and at that first thing, like, well, anyone can respond, you know, and you think, okay, this is close to free grace. But we're going to see in the next one, as Bob says, that's not the case.
There are parts of it that are close, but there are parts of it that are far away.
Right. And so he says, whoever answered this part on gotquestions.org, the clearest differences between provisionist doctrine and classical Reformed theology are in their concept of total depravity mm-hmm. and limited atonement.
Right. They believe in unlimited atonement, and they do not believe in the strong Calvinist view of total depravity.
That's right.
That the unbeliever's like a cadaver at the bottom of a well, and they can't respond.
That's right. A totally depraved, therefore they're not able to believe. Therefore, the Calvinist says God has to give them faith.
Well, he has to give them life. According to Calvinism, first he regenerates them, he gives them life, and then he gives them the gift of faith, so that regeneration occurs first, then faith. However, according to Leighton Flowers and provisionism, actually regeneration occurs after faith.
Right.
And that people are capable of responding to the drawing of God.
Yeah, and he also adds in this article that the provisionist holds that Christ genuinely desires all of humanity to be saved. And of course, you know, the Calvinists would, well...
They would say he does too.
But he's only electing certain people for
right.
it. You know,
so it's kind of a mystery in Calvinism. How can God desire all men to be saved? What is that? 1 Timothy 2:4. And yet, on the other hand, how can he only elect certain people?
Right.
Well, I think they say that's a mystery. For Leighton Flowers and provisionism, I don't know how. I haven't read yet how they handle that.
And he also says here that the provisionist also rejects, as we've mentioned, the I in TULIP, irresistible grace.
Right. They believe grace is resistible, and that's why people are accountable, because they've resisted God drawing them toward salvation.
So with TULIP, they differ on the T.
Yeah.
They differ on the L.
Yeah.
And they
they differ on the U.
Yeah,
they
unconditional election. They differ on the U.
Well, I think they have some view on election. I was looking at their website. In fact, I've got it here, and we can talk about that next time. But I think they have a slightly different understanding of election.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, irresistible grace, they disagree. P, they pretty much agree with.
What we're going to see in the next
one. They agree with the preservation of the saints and the perseverance of the saints. And if those are true, then even though the got questions person is suggesting that they're pretty far from Calvinism, I think they're closer to Calvinism than they are to Arminianism, and I think they're closer to Calvinism than they are free grace.
Yes.
But do they have anything else in the got question article?
Well, they say that his opinion, whoever wrote this article, is provisionism is generally agreeable with salvation that is held by most Southern and independent Baptists.
Right.
That's kind of hard to measure.
And they mentioned that Leighton Flowers is the kind of founder of this idea, right?
Right, right. And so, but even there, it's hard to pigeonhole Southern and independent Baptists, what they would think on this. But that's what they're saying. They're saying that, and I think, as you mentioned, they're closer to Calvinism than maybe a first glance of this would suggest. And I think a lot of people in Southern and independent Baptist churches are closer to Calvinism than we might desire.
Well, there's a leading seminary called Southern Seminary.
Mm-hmm.
It's Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, right?
It's the flagship.
And you have what from there, a doctorate or a master's?
I got a THM there, right?
THM from there. And it's theoretically Southern Baptist. I mean, it's their flagship school, and yet it's five-point Calvinist.
Right.
Now, as a result of the president, Dr. Al Mohler.
Well, we've introduced provisionism. In our next episode, we're going to talk about how it really is different from free grace theology.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Because when you hear some of this, say, well, maybe we're pretty close, but we're about to see that that's not the case.
All right.
And remember,
keep grace
in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, very important, please let us know your radio station call letters and the city of your location. On the next episode, we continue our discussion on provisionism. Hope you'll join us. And until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.